Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seat, a broken ate a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad adders, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. So, Steve Covino finally on the bench on the new Sports Grid podcast. It's pretty cool. You know, I did a podcast, Pharrell on the Bets, on Westwood One, and what it did was it crippled my PharrellOnTheBench.com pick service.
Right.
So I was giving out all my picks free on the podcast, and people stopped paying for them. So when I stopped making money, right, my wife stopped doing me.
Right, right. I got it. Yes, you need money if you want her to do you.
Right.
I understand.
You got to get a little leg. So
if you
want to
shake it,
right,
own.
So to get a little shake, I had to quit doing the show.
Right.
So when I called Westwood, I said, you owe me money. I'm quitting the show. They said, you can't quit the show. I said, I have to quit the show in order to get leg. And they said, we understand that. So
they owe you
the
money
show.
And nights of booty. Yes, they owe you both.
Do you know how long I worked for Westwood One? So when you were in your mother's belly,
yes,
I was doing Pharrell on a Bench on Westwood One nationally out of L.A.,
yes,
out of Culver City. And I used to drive from Huntington Beach to Culver City every day in a convertible RX-7 and a clutch in 3-hour bumper-to-bumper traffic, and the entire drive I would smoke dope.
Yes, yes.
Just to get through it.
I'm not surprised, Pharrell. Do you know how
you
long
know what I mean?
I've been listening to you?
How long?
I used to drive around New York City in the K-Rock station vehicle as a promotion guy.
Well, I knew that.
Back in the 90s, and me and my buddies would be calling you up on New York radio just to bust your balls and
listen,
talk smack.
But now listen, you're bigger than life now.
I'm trying, man.
First of all, I want to talk about, your radio show. Is it 15 years now on Sirius?
Rich and I are 15 years now. Yeah, Covino.
You notice
Rich,
how I know that?
We're on year 16.
Off the top of my head.
I've been there for 18 years, though. I appreciate it because I was doing Octane.
Right.
Pure Hard Rock Octane on Sirius XM since 2002.
3 years more than the show?
Yes. And then Rich and I started in 2004.
So you didn't even know the cat.
I knew Rich because we both did terrestrial radio in New York.
So you knew him from that?
Yeah, we were friends.
And then
that's
did
how
you guys like go get drunk one night and then figure out maybe we should do something together?
And that's it, and we've been our longest relationship, you know?
So
if
you've
I was
dated
gay,
women,
it'd be perfect.
You've broken up with women.
Yes.
Aren't you both married with like kids?
No, look, we both were married. I got divorced.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not really.
Well, yeah, it is. Everybody's had one of those.
Oh, man, and everyone asks, you
so
know,
what happened?
Yeah, nothing happened.
Was it bad?
I was miserable.
Mine was worse.
Oh, I don't know. It was terrible.
So let's talk about more positive things.
Okay, yeah,
right,
sure.
So, but the TV show has gotten gargantuan.
Well, you got to talk about positive things. You see my girl now, Pharrell.
No,
you
got a new smoke show hobby?
Oh, yeah, no, it's total
smoke
show.
How did that work out? How long did you transition from paying off the ex because of a judge in California?
Well, I have a 10-year-old daughter, so
you
had
to give her half
pay
of everything, and you got to pay for that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But you're all right with that.
You know how that works.
You love the daughter and hate the wife.
It's something like that.
Kind of.
Yeah, I was trying to stay positive. Yeah, back
right
to the positive.
Well, honestly, but Mafia has the same thing. Hates the wife and loves the daughter. Now, what I did for him was I got him his divorce.
Oh.
So as a gift, I got him the lawyer.
Oh, wow.
So I knew a divorce lawyer. She's a famous TV divorce lawyer in New York. I called her up. I said, my boy's broke. He needs to get rid of this chick. We want to kill her. And she said, that's probably not a good idea. I said, so then can you get us a cheap divorce? And she did it.
That's so funny.
So then but he gets to see his daughter a lot, which
right
is key.
No, so do I, which is awesome.
But
so
in
there's
California,
no issues there.
They screw the father.
I mean, they screw the father
the laws
everywhere.
The suck in California,
absolutely,
and I know them.
You pay for half the amount of time you were married.
That's right.
Alimony. And then child support till 18. Yeah, but still, it's my kid, so I don't mind.
18 is forever.
18 is forever when your daughter's still 10.
But you'll be giving her money when she's 35.
I know.
And she'll still be, yeah. She'll probably come back and live with you.
You're absolutely right.
And you'll be on your 10th lover.
Oh, man.
So how did you score
not.
The new hottie?
I hope I got it right this time. Hey, you know what? I actually met her here in Vegas.
Come on.
I did. I was here in Vegas.
You met
an event.
In Vegas, and we didn't start dating.
I know, right?
And we saw each other in Vegas a lot at the tables.
I see you at all the events, man, at all the fights.
But I ran into you before boxing. I ran into you at the tables.
Yes.
Do you remember at the tables one night? And I was like, yo, Covino, it's Pharrell.
All the time, man.
I think we were at the MGM, but we were not working in this room doing a fight.
I always
see Pharrell. We were actually out partying.
You're always rocking athletic slides.
Right.
In the casino.
It's true.
Doing your thing.
So you met her here in Vegas?
I did. And then I was like, wait,
how did you meet her? At a club
LA?
Or at
no,
a
no,
pool?
No, I was working.
What Republic?
No, I was working out here with Rich, and she was out here partying with some girlfriends. And I'm like, oh, cool, she's hot. And, you know, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? Oh, you live in L.A.? Oh, I live in L.A.
Oh,
too.
Oh, how convenient.
Though, you know, for the people listening, I'm an East Coast guy. I'm from New Jersey, but live out in L.A.
So am I.
And, then,
and I wish I still lived in L.A.
Right, right.
They forced me to move to New York.
Right.
They said, move to New York or you're fired.
Right, yeah.
So I moved to New York. I've been there 20 years.
I know.
But at least I met 34C and I got two kids out of it, and I love them.
And it works.
Because I don't love anyone, really, besides myself.
I don't blame you.
And now I actually like my kids, but not as much as the Penguins and Steelers.
Right, no, Steelers, you know, Penguins always come
first. So when you
first.
Moved to the West Coast, did you think you'd become a phony?
Hell no, no.
So you stayed true to your hardcore Jersey, New York City roots.
Absolutely, yeah. I didn't have time
but
for that.
But are the chicks, because I always thought the surfer girls and Cali girls were hotter and cooler than New York bees.
Well,
in New York, they're bees, and they're evil and unholy and vicious, and they will kick you in the shin for a cab.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I was in a relationship for about 10 years, married. We had a kid, all that stuff. She was from London. Then I became single, right? I'm in L.A. I'm back in the mist now as a single guy. Like, what the hell's going on? I got into the apps. I was so curious about the apps. I started dating girls on Bumble and Tinder.
That's how Mafia met his fiancée.
Yeah, so I'm on Bumble. And that was a nightmare because I started dating girls who were doing crazy things. I'd be out and about, right? Girls would be peeing and throwing up in the parking lot because they were drinking so much.
Come on.
And then I was dating girls that were like getting all top shelf drinks, taking me for my money, you know?
Right.
I was dating
good.
Crazy girls. I'm half Hispanic, but I was dating a lot
That's
of Hispanic
awesome.
Girls. So I was like the king of the barrio for 1 minute.
That's good.
And then I met this girl, and I've been with her for about 3 years now.
Do you
but
think
it's tough because I'm always working,
but do you
man.
Think you're more of the king of the barrio than Jose? And
I'm
do
like
think
the Gaston
you,
of the barrio.
No, but do you think you could take him in a fight?
Jose Mangan?
Yeah, like, because he's like Seal Beach, Huntington Beach's new bad boy. He's replaced Tito Ortiz. He lives where I used to live, at Warner and PCH. Now he's down there chilling in the hood. And you're up in L.A. I mean, who's the king of the barrio now? Is it you or is it him?
Who's the real Vato Loco for
That's right.
I'd have to say me.
I'm leaning toward you.
But Jose's my boy. That's
I
why
love
it's hard.
Jose.
We just did an event together.
I love Jose.
We did an event together in Vegas last week.
But he's heavy metal, but he's married with a bunch of daughters. You get more leg. It's got to be you.
He's metal.
You're
I'm still
solo
rock.
Now.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer to anybody.
He's living more dad life and married life than I am. Like I said, she's
I
younger,
him.
Pharrell. I know this sounds creepy, but it's not. Trust me.
So I love all the channels. I listen to all the channels still, even though I don't work there anymore. But then my show on CBS was on there all those years.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah, no.
So I was on there and didn't care. I just wanted to say that to you. But I listen, and I still love it. And if my radio ever goes out, I call my friends with power that'll get it turned on again that day.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. I cannot live without it. I work out every day and ball every day, and I always have my Sirius app rocking on my phone and my earbuds.
What do you mean you ball every day?
I play basketball every day of my life. 7 days a week, every day of my life.
Look, for people
that's
who
how.
Don't know, you look better now than you did
But that's because I was on
ago.
Drugs.
Yeah, but you look fantastic.
No, I ball every day, and I run a basketball league. My team's won 8 championship. Mafia plays with me, 6'5", 240. I played my whole life.
I love playing
basketball.
But I
play at least for an hour and a half every day of my life, 7 days a week.
I wish I had
week.
The time. I'm not saying that you're not busy.
That's all I
but
do. I do it early.
My life stinks because I got the morning show, Covino and Rich on Faction Talk. On Sirius XM. Then during the day, I'm doing the dad, you know, picking my daughter up from school and, you know, resting because I got to go back to ESPN at night. So I'm on that grind, man. You know all about
that. So it's all right, though. You don't look like fat and slovenly and out of shape. You look like you still get some leg. So you're still styling. You don't look bad. Maybe when you get old, you'll start getting fat.
No, it's because I
dye my
hair.
Most of my brothers from the barrio, after 45, they get fat because they start eating.
I'm going to be 44.
Carnitas and beer, you'll get fat.
I love all that shit. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I know.
So when you got the TV gig, and you started, because I've watched the show a bunch. I like
Thanks.
It. You know I like you guys.
Thank you.
So as you've done it more and more, who have been your favorite celebrities that have sat on the sofa?
Because
your sofa now is as good as Howard.
We
you got
a
better
lot of
sofa because you got cooler. Because he'll have that one big guest a week because he works one day a week.
Yeah.
You work every day.
Every freaking day.
So you have so many more than him. Well, who's your favorite?
You know, Rich and I got interesting perspective because we meet everybody between SiriusXM and ESPN. We really do.
Right.
And I'm not just saying this because we're here in Vegas
but
for the Fury Wilder fight.
But we get to see him on TV.
Yeah, you
it's
get to see him.
It's different than hearing him on the radio.
I got to tell you, not just saying this. Tyson Fury might be one of the most charismatic
dudes. He's very funny.
I love Deontay
Wilder. I saw him on air with you.
Yeah, but Tyson Fury, not only does he bring it and he's, you know, full of personality and charisma, but he brings you the YouTube views. Like, he's on your show and you're getting millions of views instantly.
He doesn't need a promoter either.
No.
He is a promoter.
He is so great and charming. One of my favorites for sure.
What about hot chick celebrities?
I try to, like, not pay attention.
I want
to
sleep with most of them.
You talked about doing drugs before. I'm a recovering assaholic,
right?
Pharrell. So, you know,
awesome.
I try to, yeah.
Who so is it?
As a recovering assaholic, I try to, like, not really dive into that too much. I notice it. I see it, but I like
right.
keep a distance at all times. You know what I mean? So
right.
I notice it. We meet, dude, we're working with beautiful women.
Right.
Do you realize the rotation we have right now? We got Charlie Caruso, Charlie Arnold from the WWE.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she's ridiculous. Kathy Kelly, Rachel Lindsay from The Bachelorette.
Amazing.
Victoria Arlen, who's now hosting American Ninja Warrior. She's beautiful. Janelle Marie Rodriguez, who's the original co-host of our show.
How come you haven't dated any of these chicks, or have you?
No, because I'm
not
dating.
Allowed.
Yeah, because, I mean, if my girlfriend now would... No, I'm just
would
kidding.
Would they freak out if, at work if you started dating the chicks at work?
Oh,
do they have any of that stuff going?
Yeah, you can't be dipping into that, I don't think.
You get in trouble.
Yeah, of course.
You lose your gig.
But I have a girlfriend, too, so
right.
yeah, I'm at that crossroad
like,
now where I might have to make the move
to go forward.
Do you like
doing TV now better than
Hell
the radio?
No.
Be honest,
no
though.
No way. Not even close.
You're lying.
I'm a radio guy.
No, listen, I'm a radio guy,
I'm a radio
too,
guy through and through. I
you
hate
can't
TV.
Tell me, because you're
it.
A good-looking fella,
yeah,
that when you're on TV, because I'm a good-looking fella,
yeah, you
and
are.
When I'm on TV and the monitor's showing me in my blazer, ripping my master's jacket, and I get to see how sharp I look. Well, of course it is. You can't tell me that you don't like walking down the street and everybody's like, because on radio they know how great you are, but on TV they're like, yo, Covino, looking good,
brother.
Right,
want to know the truth?
You look good, Covino.
I love those perks that TV comes
the
with.
Fans
the fact
love
that you,
you
do a TV
you,
show,
they
see you.
Because you can walk down the street,
way.
No one knows you in radio.
Yeah, but that's
but
what I
like
love
that.
About it. That anonymity.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? No.
But once
here,
you get that kind of ESPN glory every night, you can't tell me that's not hip, too.
It is. It's great. You know, I got that at SNY when I did the TV show at a Times Square. I used to love it, right?
Right, I did SNY, too.
Yeah, but I would see the replay while at a bar in New York. You hated him? He was nice to me.
His dad was twice the man he was.
Listen
to say that.
For your people listening, someone said you do about 20 minutes of prep to do 3 hours of radio.
Right.
But you do 3 hours of prep to do 20 minutes of TV. And that
right.
blows.
You're
I'm
right.
not into that. I like to dive into a discussion.
How much
like
do they help you, though, on ESPN getting ready for the show?
A lot. We have a great team, but I like to explore
do
every
ever,
angle on the radio.
Do you ever have problems with Rich in terms of do you guys work at the same level?
No.
Or do you do more than him and want to beat his ass?
No, Rich is a mile a minute.
You bust
so.
His ass?
Yeah, yeah. I'll bust
You've
his
never
ass.
Went, but you would beat his ass.
Yeah, I would beat his ass. That's the hard Mexican head I have.
Now,
so.
If you went to, like, Wet Republic
yeah.
or to the wave pool at the Mandalay Bay where yeah. the fishes fly, who would score more beats?
Oh, you know what's cool about that question? Is Rich and I never had that problem because we always attract.
He's a good-looking fella.
Yeah,
he gets a lot of action.
We attract different people, though.
Right.
He has no chill. He's like a very high-strung, hyper dude.
I only date hot chicks in wetsuits.
I only date hot chicks in yoga pants.
I go to hot yoga just for that reason. I really do.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Who do you like in the fight?
Oh, man. In the fight, this
I'm going knockout Wilder, son, between the 10 and 12 for that plus 500.
Okay, so you're going Fury to knockout Wilder.
No, Wilder to knockout Fury.
Really?
Again.
Okay.
This time he's not getting up.
I'm going with the sweet science on this one.
Or you maybe going with my your boy Fury because you're friends with him.
Maybe.
I might be thinking with my heart. Never bet with your heart.
Right. I know you're a gambling guy, so you're speaking the truth here, but I think that Fury's boxing skills are too good, and I think he learned too much from the last fight. And what he learned was,
right.
I bully the bully, and I just attack. Wilder doesn't know what to do. So if he uses those boxing skills and attacks early.
And finishes him.
And
he just danced with him and jabbed him and did those drop step jabs.
Yeah, yeah. He was doing a lot of feints and things like that.
Do you stick around for the fight or do you prima donna and roll home?
I usually prima donna only because I try to be a good dad and go home and see my kids.
I'm a horrible dad and I never go home and I always stay for the fight and I do nothing for anyone but myself.
Because you're selfish, but you're great.
I give my kids the credential.
Right, right. Yeah.
My daughter has collected every credential for 90 title fights.
It's the only thing I keep, too.
I've been going to fights for 30 years.
I know. I
could be your dad. In fact, tonight we're going to reveal on Pharrell on a Bench that I am Covino's father. It is true.
You know,
I am his
barrio
daddy-o.
Every once in a while, sneaks out, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm Pharrell.
Listen, I listen to you all the time.
Thank you. Turbo.
And you're always talking about your gas and I love that about you. And the Mafia doesn't like that. He's like, the guy's always talking about his ass. And I said, I think he's awesome because I love farting everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I fart on people even in the men's room here down the hall.
Do you know what?
I farted on Jose Suleiman earlier, like an hour ago.
This is a true story. You'll like this one. I'll make it quick. It was a flight, not a flight to Vegas. It was a flight somewhere for work. I'm there with my headphones on, and I'm just ripping ass the whole time. This is before I realized I was like lactose intolerant.
Right.
I didn't know. I had an issue.
I
think you do because that's not normal because now I'm fine.
Can you go to the bathroom on an airplane? Like today I had to take a leak for like an hour on the flight. I'm in first class.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
And I went finally to the bathroom because I was on the window and I didn't want to get up and make the guy move. So I finally went when he was up and then I stood in the little urinal with my head into the wall because I'm too tall.
But you're so tall,
But I could not go and I tried to squeeze it out like a lemon.
Right.
Like a grapefruit, like an orange. I tried to squeeze it like a cow. Like I was working a cow in a bucket for like 8 minutes. I squeezed and I couldn't get it. I think I may have hurt my groin area. Okay. I was literally couldn't pee. I told Carver High when I got to the MGM, I asked them both, the cameraman said, can you guys take a leak on an airplane? Because when I get done, when I land, I can do a two in a hurry right in the airport.
It must be an old guy thing. I'm just kidding.
I like to get it done before I get to the MGM because I don't want to leave one of those in my room right when I get to the room and leave one of them, you know, early bombs.
Yeah, yeah,
I want to
get
rid of it in like the lobby hotel or the airport, John.
Yeah.
But I have a problem at high altitudes. Also, my feet swell. I just wanted to tell you that my
feet
swell.
Is this what happens? Like, because you're a few years older than me.
Well, because I score 20 a game and I average about 10 rebounds and 10 dimes, so it's a triple-double, and my feet swell. If I'm not playing and I'm in an airplane, my feet swell and I can't take a...
Is that why you wear the athletic slides?
I'm not wearing any pants at all. And I did bring KY jelly on the trip. I just wanted to say that.
So listen to what happened on my flight. So I'm sitting next to this old lady. I got my headphones on, and I'm just letting them rip the whole time, right? So I'm in my zone listening to rock music. I'm not hearing myself or anything. All of a sudden, this little old lady is elbowing me, right? And she's like, excuse me, sir. And I pull my headphone out. I'm like, yeah, what? She goes, can you stop passing gas, please?
Is that what she said to you?
Yeah. I was so mortified.
I love it.
Man.
I said, I can't help it, Grandma.
I looked at her. I'm like, I'm sorry, little lady. I put my earphone back in and just continued rocking.
I left my earbuds at home in New York, and it was really like having a child kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worthless.
No, the worst is going to the gym.
I don't have them in the gym now.
Oh, you don't wear them while you're in the gym?
I wear them every day when I'm balling. Now I don't have them.
If I forget them, I turn around. I'm like, no way.
I'm thinking about going and buying another pair.
You got
to
buy
like 200.
You make bank. Stop being a
cheapskate.
I do make
a lot of money.
You make a
lot of
money.
You're making a lot of money now,
though. I mean, I'm working two jobs.
I hope Satellite's taking care of you after 15 years.
Not really. I'm working two jobs.
What do they rip people off?
I got child support, so I'm just trying to get ahead.
I still see all those big shots, all those bosses. I saw one of them a couple weeks ago at Sports Grid from Satellite. They all love me, but they're scared to death of me. They love me, but they don't want me back.
They got
to
get you back on Howard 100.
Worst thing I ever did was leave there.
Yeah, no, you ruled it. The only thing that sucked about working with Pharrell, because we shared a studio, it was like working in a dugout because there was sunflower seeds all over the floor. Does Pharrell realize this is not a baseball stadium?
And a lot of buds and a lot of sunflower seeds. Hey, Camino, I love you, brother.
Yo,
congrats,
man,
on your
you,
success.
Dude. Thank you so much. Can
keep
I shamelessly plug Camino and Rich on Faction Talk 103?
Right.
I'm on Turbo at night and ESPN2 Now or Never.
I got you, and
now or never, bro.
This was long overdue, and thanks for taking time to do it. I know you wanted to leave like 20 minutes ago, and you're a badass.
People,
I love you forever.
People who know you love you for a reason, but I got to back them up, man. Pharrell's the real deal. And
take care of your ass.
I'm going to take care of my ass, and you
stay
take care of your family.
Stay away from old ladies.
And yeah, man, you're the best,
dude.
Don't
get married again.
You know what?
Don't do it.
You know what?
Bro.
To be continued.
I know you love this girl. Don't do it.
I'll show you a picture. You'll change your mind.
If you're about to marry her, call me, and I'll talk you back out the ledge.
I love you, man.
I love you. There he is, Covino. You know him from Satellite. You know him from ESPN. Now he's hanging out with your boy Carver High. Great to have him on the Pharrell on a bench. Pod. Now I got Carver High in here. Did you hear the bomb squad yell right there? You got a little action going on your lip there. Now you got it. Good job.
Trying to eat for the first time today. So, yeah. Was that a little bomb squad yell over there?
Definitely a bomb squad yell over there. Now he's trying to get out of the room.
Doesn't want to be anywhere near this. Got to get out of this room fast as possible.
So I got into it with everyone. I basically,
I
called everyone out.
While I was gone?
Yes.
Okay.
But I wasn't mean to him. I just said, I just think it sucks. I think it's BS. I told him I'm not afraid of any of these chicks or any of these powerful PR people.
Right.
And I've known them for 40 years and that they can all kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Who's bigger than me, honestly, in promoting their fights for the last 40 years? Honestly.
No, I disagree with you.
I'm friends with this guy. Am I not friends with the Bomber and Fury?
Yeah.
Am I not?
Yes, you've talked to them both.
So it's unbelievable to me that I have to argue about it. It makes me sick. So you have to describe to me what you've been able to pull off here. Is that
a
little
problem here?
But wait a minute. Is that a stromboli going?
A little stromboli working here.
And what do you got inside of it?
Well, pepperoni and cheese.
So you've finally been able to tap into some food because you were starving.
It's been a long time.
Are you upset about the conditions? You've had no shower. You had no food, no liquids. You felt like you were in Leavenworth. Were you able to check in?
Checked in. Good to go.
So you got the room.
Ready to rock.
Are you on a good floor?
High up, 23rd.
Oh, no. Are you near the elevator?
Not too bad. It's all right.
Because you get extra workout in if you have to walk like a half mile to your room.
It's not awful.
Did you like the position of my room?
Oh, you're right off the elevator. You got a good spot.
That's right. That's a really quality spot. I'm in a handicap room, which I have handicap advantages. Instead of a shower tub, I literally have a walk-in shower with a bidet. I have the ability to clean my arse with a shower sprayer.
They're upgrading here.
It's really a high upgrade. Although I am in a double queen room, which I'm able to put all my baggage on the other bed as opposed to on the floor or on the sofa.
Well, that's the advantages of having a room like that. You can put anything wherever you want. You're getting your ass washed. You could do it all right.
Are you excited of tomorrow's shows as opposed to today's shows where I was a little bit perturbed toward the middle and end of the show?
Well, I understand what's going on. I think that we just need to focus
not
on doing what we do. That's it. We worry about that at other times.
All right.
So that's all that we could do.
So now we're going to go after
doing
the show.
Doing In-Game Live tonight.
In-Game Live, which is going to be good, and then we're going to go to the hockey game.
We're going to go to the hockey game. Hopefully they got the snacks out. So all those M&Ms and the pop, they don't put that stuff away.
They don't.
That stuff's out all
That's
game.
All going to be happening.
Yeah.
Popcorn, gummy bears, chocolate, M&Ms, yeah. Drinks, the whole deal. You're going to be good to go there.
Yeah. I still got to fill my MGM app before we go to the arena. That's on the way there, though.
Do you think you'll be able to get that done? What do you have to do there? You got to go to the sports book?
Go right up there and say, put this in, turn me on, or whatever the hell.
What's the problem?
That's it.
Because you want to get some action in.
I want to get action on the Lightning and Vegas game.
Good. Who are you going to bet
on
in that
one? If it's going to be a problem, I'll just get a ticket at the window before I go over there.
What's
the
difference?
I'm betting on the over in that game.
Just the over.
Well, I like having the app on because then if there's a little in-game action, I could jump in. And if there's something that I want to bet on,
so
I can do that.
Are you willing to bet on the Penguins on that road game?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You're not leaning Leafs to get even with them
a little bit and win
a game at home?
Leafs stuck. They're not going to get it.
You didn't think that maybe just those two blowouts were because they were in Pittsburgh?
No.
You think it's just because they're better?
They're just better.
Did you hear about Kyrie Irving's done?
I saw that.
Done.
How about that?
Have I not always told you he's a wussy?
This is the best thing they could ever do.
Have I not always told you that?
Let them both get healthy, and then him and Durant are both ready to go next year.
Well, that was their plan all along.
Yeah, it was.
So I have to ask you, do you think that's going to work out with the Australian guy that came up and wanted to do shenanigans?
We might have to talk about that. I don't know.
That became a – I was like, talk to him.
It was one thing.
Then he wanted to do 10.
And then it became another thing.
He wanted to do a lot. Meanwhile, he has no clue
like,
who we are.
I thought it was a completely different situation. I thought that this gentleman was like somebody who does something
knew me.
I thought it was a couple things. A, he knew you. B, he was some kind of...
somebody.
From Australia covering
the fight. He's not. And so it was very scary. I want no part of it.
Ring announcer.
I want no part of it. He's great at ring announcing.
Yes,
I'll give you that.
Yes.
But we have no idea who he is. He could be some kind of freak.
Oh, well, they let him in here, so I guess.
I think he's been in here for the first time ever. He's like Ryan. He's just here, the Virgin Voyage. But this other guy is in here. He has no idea what's happening. And it's his first time here, and it's all just out of control. I seem to have a problem with that.
That's okay.
He might be stepping over the line a little, going over into our turf.
He wants to start getting the show ready.
Listen, go ahead and have your stromboli.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
I got extra
again.
Here. They gave me two. What a disgrace it was over at that counter.
Maybe I'll have a slice. Just
grab off of whatever you want because they only charged me $30 for it. So.
It was only $30 for the stromboli?
For the two of them, yeah.
What a deal.
$30
for a stromboli. That's like eating two large pizzas.
Stromboli and a bottle of water.
$30? Save that receipt, son.
I am.
All right, Carver High. Good luck to you.
All right, let's do it.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carver High and I just left the T-Mobile Arena, and we saw an incredible game with the Lightning, winners of 11 in a row. And that came to a crashing halt. As the Knights beat them, 5-3?
5-3 was the final. Big win for the Knights. Knights playing really good hockey right now. They're coming off a homestand where they beat the Blues, the Islanders, the Caps, and now Tampa. That is a strong homestand for Vegas.
I have to ask you, what's more important? I think the fact that they won the game or that you hit the over?
That's what really matters. And I said it, of course, on Coast to Coast and In-Game Live when we were in here in Vegas at the MGM.
Just hitting more bets.
You know, and these two teams actually had been playing a lot of unders recently, but the thing for me is, Scotty, if I'm going to a game, if I am going to go there, I'm going to have some fun,
You know, I want to root for some goals. I'm not going to go to a game and root for the under. I mean, I want to see some action.
Right.
And you saw action between those two teams. Me and you were talking during the game, like, Vegas got multiple two-on-ones and breakaway opportunities. They scored then the two goals at the beginning of the third, and over 6.5 was a quick cash early in the third when they got those two goals.
You know, the thing is that the one thing I noticed about the game was the amount of, you know, breakaways that they had.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s out the yazoo.
And Fleury made some big saves in the first period. Kept, you know, Tampa could have easily gotten up 2 or 3 goals in that game, and Fleury made some really big saves.
I mean, honestly, I'm watching a game, right, and you and I were talking about it. I felt like I was, you know, calling a game again,
right.
You know, like broadcasting a game again. Because I was, like, analyzing it from the standpoint of their possessions.
Right.
You cannot deny that the Lightning had that puck for the majority of the first half of that game.
First period and the first 10 minutes of the second period, I thought the Lightning were dominating the game. Vegas shot out to the 3-2 lead going into the third, added on those two goals. Your boy Ryan Reeves getting the goal 10 seconds into the third period. And then a Pacioretty goal to finish it and get the over, which is what really matters. Big win for Vegas.
So I thought when Martinez, I told you he had a big game, right? Alec Martinez came over from the Kings. The guy has a goal and an assist. He had a great goal on like a loose puck.
First
on
Vegas a, goal.
Just like above the goal line. He was just under the circle. And
rebound.
Like a,
yeah.
Like a rebound snapper that got behind the goalie. And then he dove into the boards excited. And then he later had an assist in the game. I wanted to say that on his goal, it was from Egan and Roy. I have to say that when we were watching the game, I was like, this guy, even though he's won 2 Stanley Cups, he's never felt this energy unless it was a Stanley Cup final game. Because
yeah. In
L.A., the only time I told you I've ever seen energy like that in L.A. at a hockey game was when Gretzky was playing for that, when he first came to L.A.
This was my first time experiencing a Golden Knights game at the T-Mobile Arena, and I've got to say, the experience in that building, the way the fans get jacked up
oh
and are
God.
Into it the entire game. Now, did it help they were winning tonight? Sure, but they were in. They are in it from pillar to post. They are great fans.
Second to none.
It's only their third year in the league. This town has waited a long time to get a professional team. We know that. People think it's going to change when the Raiders come in. It is not going to change. That place is going to be like that for a while on a T-Mobile with the Knights. That's how much they support that team.
And it's all local.
I've
did you see when
lot,
they did
oh,
the one chant where it was visitor, out of towner, local, left-handed, right-handed, ambidextrous, upper deck, lower deck, and they cheered. The locals was the loudest cheer of all. That's 80% locals in that arena.
And I'm not kidding. I've been in quite a few arenas, hockey, and plenty of other sports. It's not recency just because I was just there. I mean, that was one of the 5 or 6 loudest game experiences I mean I've ever been in.
I mean that is
place,
like that 5 or 6. I mean, the only thing that can top is like a Stanley Cup final.
And I've been to a couple of those, and I've been to obviously playoff games in the old barn where it gets really loud in there and it's deafening in that spot. That's a regular season mid-February game.
Meaningless.
On the Vegas Strip, and it's deafening in that place from the jump all the way through. They do a tremendous job here.
So Stastny at his 17th. That guy's having a great season. Then Stamkos tied it up on a power play snapper from Hedman and Cirelli. That was a great goal.
And that Stamkos goal was a great shot. I know
one-timer.
It got a little knuckle puck off a deflection, but it was a ripper that he had. And we talked about this during the game.
That tied it.
That made it 2-2.
Right.
And it's just, you watch those two teams play, and we watch all these other teams throughout the league, and those two teams are in that class of, they produce so much offensively, and they the way they pass and the way they create plays, it's just, you watch some of these other teams in the NHL, and they just don't do the things that Tampa and
Vegas
do.
Were you surprised when he scored, it was 2-all, and it was at like 15 and a half minutes
Stone in. Stone breakaway.
But then Stone, a minute later on
great,
a breakaway.
Yeah, with Pacioretty pass,
Pacioretty,
right?
A great pass to him. And then he went deep outside around the pad
great
and
goal.
Scored. And then they never looked back.
But that was one of the several two-on-ones or breakaways, like you said, that Vegas had in that game.
So, but
they
you were at 5 then at the end of the second. And you knew.
I was saying to you, I wanted a Tampa goal to clinch the over. Because if it got to 3-3, somebody's going to win.
Right.
And I would have got the 7.
Right.
Vegas scores to make it 4-2, 10 seconds into the
third
with the Reaves goal. And I'm going, you know what? I'm still in a good spot. I just need one more goal. And then 35 seconds later, you get the power play goal
so
from Pacioretty.
Reaves has the Pacioretty iced it, made it 5. But Reaves had his 7th.
He iced
that
the
guy,
over.
That guy is a flat-out muscle and protector and tough guy and whatever you want to call him. He's their goon.
Now, he does
but he
have
never really fights.
But who does anymore?
I couldn't believe I saw him score a goal.
A lot of guys.
Off the face-off.
A lot of guys don't fight very often anymore. But I have seen him, now it's not every night, they don't do that anymore. I've seen him in a few heavyweight fights. I saw him fight Ross Johnston a week ago when the Isles were here.
He was with the Penguins.
You've seen him have a couple of heavyweight throws, but which guy fights every night anymore? None of them do. It's ridiculous.
So Stamkos is the guy that had that third goal for Tampa. So 29 for him, and both of his goals, power play goals. What do you think of his game these days? He's still an absolute badass.
When he's healthy, he is so good. You could see when he gets the puck, it's off his stick in seconds. He just does such an unbelievable job offensively.
They're not, you know, trustworthy. They're not bettable.
In the playoffs, they're not.
Right, but
we gotta see.
Cannot deny, even though they lost.
A lot of skill.
My God, are they playing on both ends of the ice?
And they choke you out defensively, too.
Right, they really skate around and bother you.
And Vasilevsky's a really good goalie. They have the pieces. They had one of the all-time great regular seasons last year. Here's the problem. They never win when it matters. It's hard to back them. It really is. It's hard.
You don't think there's a way that they play with a chip on their shoulder from what happened last year that they go into this season's playoffs playing as intense, like they played as intense tonight as a team can play from both ends and still lost, but they had won an 11 in a row, domination with a lead and a tie, domination over 620 minutes with a lead or tie in the streak. You cannot deny that they are formidable and that they are capable of dominating hockey games.
Here's why I think this year might be a little bit different. Last year, they spent so much energy in the regular season going for all those records, point records, win records, all that stuff they had going on, and then they got choked out by Columbus in the playoffs. You look at this year, they did nothing the first 2.5 months of the season. They weren't even in a playoff spot. They played awful October, November, beginning of December. Boston was running away with the division. Tampa, you know, middling in the middle of the Eastern Conference. It's almost like you want to call it hangover. Maybe they're going to set out to approach the regular season differently. Not saying you want to lose games, but maybe they just had a different look at it. And now, since mid-December, I mean, they just lost for the first time tonight in weeks to the Knights.
Right.
They were on an 11-game winning streak. Maybe they're just hitting their good style of play later in the year this year, and it can carry them a little bit further.
But, I mean, they've beaten the good teams like the Penguins.
Oh, they've got big wins over
this whole
stretch.
They're not afraid of
anybody. No, not at all.
But do you think that that was anything like something you could see in a Stanley Cup final of Vegas, Tampa?
I think that that's a possible Stanley Cup final matchup. I think in the West, it's tricky. The West is going to be more wide open because you look at the standings right now, and there's not a lot of separation. You know, St. Louis is still the defending champs, and they're a little bit of a class ahead of everybody because they're the defending champs. But after St. Louis, you got to put Vegas there. People are going to put Dallas there because of the way they played D, and they won a couple rounds left. They played very well in the playoffs. Where else are you going right now in the West? Do you trust Edmonton?
No
even,
way.
Even if McDavid's healthy, do
I don't
you trust
them
Edmonton?
Or the Flames.
Do you trust the Flames? Do you trust Vancouver? Do you trust Colorado? Do you trust that, you know, any of these, Winnipeg, do you trust any of these teams? So here's what I would love. You give me a Vegas-St. Louis Western Conference final, that would be a tremendous series, I think. Now, there's more heavies in the East this year. You look at the points in the East, a lot of the top teams are over there. So more heavies.
Listen, you go back to last night and things happened that were crazy. The Jackets were up 3-1. They lost that game in overtime to the Flyers. So the Flyers went dipsy-doo back-to-back against the Jackets. And the Jackets' streak now is 6 L's in a row. And then how about this one? The Capitals blew that game Again, yeah. They were up 2-1.
Lost to OT to the Habs.
And then they lost to the Canadiens in overtime. Could you even believe that? And then no one saw the Leafs shutting out the Penguins. Who shuts them out?
Whacking them. But they did get that in-game that I gave you, Sky. Remember I said at the beginning of the second period, over 3.5 in that in-game, and the Penguins and the Leafs might be a play. Leafs ended up getting 4 goals and hitting that. So nice job by them. I did not see the Leafs shutting out the Penguins on Thursday night. I didn't see it at all.
I was looking ahead to Saturday's the fight and everything. We're going to the fight. I'm excited. Everything
really
else.
Excited.
But there's some great games. Like the Penguins host the Sabres. The Flyers have the Philadelphia Jets in Philadelphia. And then Sharks and Rangers at the World's Most Famous. And then Lightning are in Arizona against Kessel and company. Bruins, Canucks. And Vancouver's a good team this year. That's a team we don't give enough respect to.
Been a little sloppy lately, but yeah, they're a good
team. And then Panthers and Knights are playing
Panthers
here in Vegas.
Right.
And then Avs, Kings, and Lipstick City. I mean, the schedule.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
The weekend isn't even over. How about Penguins Caps on Sunday at noon? How about a little Sunday brunch with the Pens Caps in D.C.? Doesn't that sound delicious?
That's a good one right there, a little Sunday
brunch.
And
then Sharks Islanders, are they playing that one at the barn?
That's a barn game, 5 o'clock on Sunday, yes, barn. Sharks, you know, that's
a
tough...
You get home at 2, you might be able to make the game.
Trust me, with the way that things are going, there's no chance I'm going to the Islander game on Sunday.
Well, you're
going
to get heat from the homestead?
So much heat. I'm going to show up after being in...
so much fun.
I'm going to show up after being in Vegas for 4 days and say, hey, I'll see you guys later. I'm going over to the Collie for 3 hours.
But I love you.
Love you. Hey, bye, guys. I'll see you later.
And here you go, little Olivia. But listen,
that'll go well.
I brought you a candy bar from Vegas. I'm going to go to the hockey.
I'm
going
to go to the Hershey store and pick her up a big candy bar.
I've been drinking on the plane, too, all day.
Yeah, that's not happening. And the Sharks, tricky weekend for the Sharks who stink. They got to play at the Garden on Saturday and then at the Coliseum on Sunday. So the Sharks are on a little bit of New York area swing. And, you know, the Panthers are in to play Vegas. All these teams that Vegas has beaten on this homestand, they have another game with the Panthers on Saturday night. And the Panthers are coming off losing in L.A., a bad loss for them. For me, this is another game Vegas is going to win. Vegas is getting hot right now, Scotty. I just go back to them as being one of those teams in the West that you just got to look at here over these last 2 months. And the trade deadline is Monday.
Oh, so
Monday at 3 p.m. East is the trade deadline.
Are we going to see a bunch of deals, do you think?
I don't know. My problem is I don't see the big names that are dealing. Well, I think we see a bunch of smaller deals. I think we'll see that. I don't think we'll see any big names getting moved. Everybody's in the mix. So few teams are out of it.
So I just want to look ahead to Saturday with you really quick. You got good games. Nova at Xavier. How about North Carolina at Louisville? Florida and Kentucky at Rupp.
That's a good one.
And then Vatek Duke at Cameron Indoor. How about Oregon, Arizona, and Tucson? You like that one?
Yeah, Oregon coming off a loss to Arizona State, of course, on Thursday
night. They lost in Tempe. So now are they going to lose in Tucson?
Very, very possible. Arizona's been playing better.
Who are you going? Kansas, Baylor, in Waco.
Wow, this is a huge one. Number one Baylor, number three Kansas. Baylor beat them already this year. I mean, are you a believer in Baylor now at this point?
I got to go Baylor at home.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
I got to go
Baylor
at home.
And you know I can't stand Self. He's one of the guys I really can't stand in college. So
how about UCLA? Can they win another big one on the road at Colorado in Boulder?
Yeah, I think the UCLA can win that
game. I mean, they win
Colorado's
on the road.
Colorado's been good. Colorado's been very good.
And they keep getting it done. I really like that team. What do you think? The Rebels in San Diego State in San Diego. There's no way they're losing to the Rebels at home at 26-0, right?
No shot.
They're going to get it done there.
I think they're going to be undefeated going into the tournament. I'm making that call.
So nobody's even going to beat them.
Nobody's going to beat them. I think they'll run through the Mountain West Conference tournament. I think they're going to go into the NCAA tournament undefeated.
Now here it is. Tomorrow night, we got Wilder Fury at the Grand Garden Arena. 9 Eastern. You know it'll go off after midnight.
About midnight East.
Midnight East. We don't have to worry about the red eye because we're going home Sunday morning.
What I had to do in L.A. for Spence Porter, where I ran out of there in the 9th or 10th round and missed.
Can't have it.
Missed. I think it was more like the 5th or 6th. I missed a great fight in L.A.
You can't have it. Now you can enjoy the whole fight.
Oh, I ain't going nowhere. For this fight, I'm not going nowhere. I'm pumped for this fight. I know I told you earlier in the week that I was kind of waning a little bit. I was so heavy on Fury for a while that I was going to bet Fury, and I'm rooting for Fury.
Then you were going to duck out.
I had like 12 hours or 24 hours of... It was after we watched that replay at FanDuel a couple days ago, and I watched that knockdown in the 12th round again, and I said, man, this guy's got so much power. If he catches him, he's going to put him down. And I went through a 12 or 24-hour span where I was starting to lean towards Wilder maybe. But I got out here to Vegas.
What made you get brave again? Because you know Wilder can knock him out.
I got out to Vegas.
You just don't want
to
flip.
The sense is in the air, and I'm scared that if I go and flip to Wilder, that Fury's going to end up winning anyway.
But you're not buying that Fury's going to do him early
in this
fight.
And I'm actually glad that I didn't bet the winner of the fight in Jersey, because there was a pretty even price at FanDuel in Jersey. I think it was minus 112.
It's a lot different here.
A lot different here. You know, it was minus 112 for Wilder in Jersey and minus 106 for Fury. We get out here to Vegas, a couple of the books here, I know at MGM where we're staying, minus 130 for Wilder and plus 110 for Fury. So big difference in price. So if I do want to play Fury, I'm getting a little bit better juice out here.
Do you think
here,
it
so.
Could change at all on fight day, fight night?
I think
night?
You'll start to see some money. Yeah, you could see money moving one way or the other. It seems like a lot of people are in on Fury. It really does. They believe in the Gypsy King. He's going to get it done, and I'm there. And I think that the other props where I'm looking at, basically, if this goes the distance, it seems like if everybody thinks it goes the distance, that Fury's going to win. And if it doesn't go the distance, it's going to be Wilder. If they get to
the
cards.
Well, that's because they think Fury's going to outpoint him.
Right.
Because he dominated the first fight.
Because without those two knockdowns,
he just outworked him.
He would have won the fight.
He outworked
which
him.
Is just how it comes down to. This is a fascinating fight. This is a big-time fight. I'm excited for it. I mean, we were in the Grand Garden Arena. I was with you last summer for the Pacquiao-Thurman fight, which was a big fight, but not on the big scale of this heavyweight championship of the world fight. And I thought that arena was lit that night. I can't wait to see what it's like Saturday night.
Bruce Pinkow said he got us nice seats. You think they're good ones? You think they're close? You think it's so crazy with celebrities that we're going to be back a little bit? You think we're going to be right up there?
I don't think you'll
be. Can we see the sweat and blood fly?
I don't think you'll be as close as maybe you've been for a couple others.
Can you hear the punches land?
But I think that we'll be in a better spot than other people.
Within 20.
Yeah, I think that we'll be okay. I don't think we'll be as close as you were for, let's say, the Pacquiao fight or you were for the Ortiz-Wilder fight, but I think that we'll be in good shape.
How many movie stars and rock stars and celebrities do you think we're going to see?
I think
they're all coming out.
This is the heavyweight championship of the world.
Players.
You're going to get it all on Saturday
everybody.
Night here. Everybody. Entertainment, sports, the whole thing.
We already saw a lot of the fighters are here for it.
Yeah, you got
Tyson's
a lot of,
here tomorrow.
Yeah, Tyson's hanging around tomorrow, right?
So
we saw Lennox Lewis
tonight.
Yeah,
they're all here, so you know that's going to happen. Just so you know, the fight is on Fox, the Fox app, Fox pay-per-view, and on the ESPN Plus pay-per-view. And then Saturday, good one, Sixers Bucks in Brewtown, Rockets Jazz and Salt Lake Shakers. That's going to be a good game. The other night, Trae Young had 50 in Atlanta and beat the Heat. Now they got the Mavs in Hot Town on Saturday. And then Sunday, how about this one? Celtics Lakers in Lipstick City. Old school NBA at its finest. Who do you like in that one? Celtics Lakers Sunday, 3:30 East from Staples. Good game. You think LeBron and company win that one, handle their business at home?
I like the Lakers on Sunday. I absolutely do. And I believe Saturday night you got a little Bucks Sixers, right? Is that what you were saying?
That's right.
That's the big Saturday night game?
That's a big Saturday
and
night game.
And those two have played two very different games. Where is that game Saturday night? Is that in Philly
that's
or in Milwaukee?
That's in Brewtown.
You got to like the Bucks then. We've talked about this on Coast to Coast on Thursday and Wednesday as we were getting ready for the NBA to start back up. The Sixers are two different teams, home and road.
Well,
they
I don't know if you
are.
Knew this or not, but remember they were trying to sell that, you know, Warriors against the Rockets
yeah,
the other
whacked.
Night? They got whacked.
They got absolutely whacked.
They got lit up by 30.
That was the bailout blowout, the late game.
And the Grizzlies, I don't know how many that number, I don't know what that number was. Was it over 4 or 5? Because they lost by 4 in sack time.
I actually saw it down to 1 right before game
just
time.
Just 1?
Yeah, I saw it at 1, very close to
so
game
time. So they didn't get that done either. And the Hornets ended up winning that game in Chicago. So we've seen a million games. Just so you know, the Friday games are going to be good too. Thick schedule. We got it all. By the way, how about this? You didn't even notice. Didn't we see Kurt Busch was spinning the bell
yes,
at the Knights
game? Yes, because the NASCAR's in Vegas this weekend. I didn't even know that.
I couldn't even believe it. They're running
so overshadowed because you got the Knights. You got the Wilder Fury fight here this weekend. Tough weekend for NASCAR.
But how about in 2 months when this town has the NFL draft? Did you see they're expecting over 400,000 people for that?
That is going to be a scene here. NFL draft being here in a couple of months.
But the owners voted to accept the terms on the new CBA. Yeah. Now they have to wait for the players.
And guess what happened with all the players on Twitter tonight?
They said no thanks.
No thanks, guys. We'll tell you right now. We ain't going to accept it. So.
Well, because they accepted the last CBA, they were so stupid.
They all made it sound, Sky, the last like couple of days, like, oh, this is going to be so easy. You know, the players and the owners are going to be together on this. And then all of a sudden, you get the players tonight? No, guys, we'll go back to the table.
Well, the last deal they signed, they got bent over. And, I mean, how dumb do you have to be to do it again and let the owners just, you know, whip it out and slap you off the chin with it? I mean, honest to God.
Right, yeah.
I mean, the contract that they made them sign, you must be idiots. Well, that shows me, like, how is it that D. Smith, who runs it all, can be that gullible to let those players fall for a bad deal like that?
This is going to go on for a while. You know it.
I mean, how do you have a leader like that?
It's going to be real easy. It ain't going
to
be easy.
But how do you have someone running your business that lets that happen to you? And then who do you blame? You blame the owners? The owners schooled them.
They're not taking that 17th game without big concessions. They're not doing it. They tried
to get
it. So
what are they going
to
get, a 17th game, or are they going to change the playoffs?
Well, they'll change the playoffs is happening no matter what.
No matter what?
Well, no, I'm saying if the CBA gets agreed to, it's happening no matter what. They're in agreement on that. Because there's going to be more money for the players who make the playoffs to get more cash. You're going to have, you know, 106 extra players because two more teams are going to make the playoffs, more playoff pool money. So they're accepting that no matter what. The problem is that 17th game. They don't want to play the 17th game. They want more money to do it. And the owners in this proposal, judging by J.J. Watt's tweet and all these other guys, they don't feel that they're getting enough for that
17th
game.
Now that you've had the Vegas experience doing television with Sports Grid and bringing the network out here for our first time ever doing TV, and we did kick-ass shows. We had a little technical this, that going on, some sound issues, whatever, the link up back to New York, all the problems. We dealt with everything, the setup, getting the shows on the air, testing, doing this, doing that. And then you do the shows. We bang it out. We have great shows, great guests, everything else. You hit a hockey game, you hit the fight, you know, you party, you're drinking and thinking and yelling and screaming and spitting and laughing and hurling and twerking. You get it all going, and then you wrap it up, you put a bow on it, and you head back to Strong Island. Playa! Are you stoked? Are you impressed? Are you happy? It's all giving you high grades. On the 5-star treatment, you're going to give it a 4 or 5. Where are you at here after a big TV trip to Vegas, our first with Sports Grid and all the other channels and the radio network? You got it all done. You were rocking the nice Blazers. You got a lot of attention. Fans like watching you on TV. They like watching Pharrell. We had it all. We did shows with Gabe. Are you happy with the trip to Vegas?
Listen, anytime you come to Vegas, it's 5 out of 5 stars. There's no doubt about it. We crushed it with the red, white, and blue on Thursday, the orange crush on Friday. Everything worked out well Blazer-wise. It's always 5 stars when you come to Vegas.
All right, I'll see you back in New York. Good job, Carver High.
Sounds good.
All right, there you go. Another Pharrell on a bench pod. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Check out who.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.